Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Hour number three. This is Lock and Load, and I am now speaking with, he is a writer of some repute coming straight out of Yuma, Arizona, and you can find his stuff at amaland.com. Joining me again is Dean Weingarten. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Bill. Glad to be here.
Yes, sir. So, recently, we got a new speaker. And I'd seen some of his stuff or something, but, you know, I don't know that much about him, and you were looking at him with sort of a jaundiced eye. What have you found out about him?
Well, I was looking at him with a jaundiced eye because we've had so many disappointments in the past. I would say that you and I, and most of the people in what I call the American gun culture, have been part of, and a major part of, a resistance to the ongoing dismantling of the U.S. Constitution, its guarantees, and American culture in general. And we have had, there have been attempts to spark what I would say would be a peaceful revolution against the dismantling of the Constitution. And we can mention perhaps Ronald Reagan, who accomplished some great things, but his start of a revolution was betrayed by later Republicans. Or we can look at Newt Gingrich, who accomplished some very good things. But again, later Republicans and what we now would call the deep state,
yeah,
and the media did tremendous damage to what Newt Gingrich was trying to accomplish. So he did accomplish a lot. And he was eventually forced out of Congress on things that most congressmen would not be forced out over. And so we had hoped when we got Donald Trump that we would get a revolution. And I think we have. It's just that the other side is fighting back ferociously and with all the power at their disposal. And part of that power was control over the speakership of the House, whether it be Republican or Democratic Party. Pelosi was clearly our enemy, but I'd argue that Paul Ryan did enormous damage as well, because he told us some things we wanted to hear, but in practice he constantly worked against the very things he claimed to be doing. And I would say the same holds with the recent former Speaker McCarthy. So, that's plenty of reason to look at speakers of the House with a jaundiced eye. But I've been looking at the current Speaker, Mike Johnson, and I cautiously am optimistic that he is of a different stripe. I would say the revolutionary Trumpians have been thwarted in several regards by the old guard of the Republican Party, which rules pretty much more or less as a unit party with the Democrats to line the pockets of those aligned with the deep state, and to move the American Republic closer and closer to a functioning oligopoly of the ruling class, which we're learning is far from elite. But Mike Johnson, it turns out, has a reputation as a devout Christian, And as a constitutional lawyer who actually read, studied, and understands the Constitution and how it's supposed to work, and he, it is said, got elected speaker in large part because he had a quality all too rare in today's politics. He is said to have integrity, which means he will do what he says, and he will follow through on agreements that he makes. Now, we've long ignored integrity in the political arena in terms of campaigns. It's routinely understood that politicians tend to lie, obfuscate, you know, misstate their intentions or purposes during campaigns. But it's one thing to fool the voters. It's another thing to act without integrity among your colleagues in the House. And what we see with Speaker McCarthy is that he had a reputation of being very slick. And you couldn't count on him to follow through with his agreements. And he'd promise many people many things that often were in conflict. So one of the big reasons that current Speaker Mike Johnson was unanimously elected it is because in these multiple votes for Speaker, people saw that McCarthy was not to be trusted. And Mike Johnson has a reputation for integrity. I mean, it's an amazing thing. Integrity being an important thing in 2023 politics. Who would have thought it?
Who'd have thunk it?
Yeah, who would have thunk it? But it turns out it is important. And what we find is that now we have a speaker who's reputed to have integrity, and by all accounts, that appears to be accurate, who understands the Constitution, and who has a strong Christian faith. And we see the first, what I consider the first major challenge to that integrity in this mass murder that happened in Maine and the media response to it. And the usual call for the gun policies that they prefer that have very little to do with actual mass murder. And his response. And his response was, I would say, stellar. Because he got right to the heart of the problem and said, it's not guns. So I'll give the exact quote. The end of the day, the problem is the human heart, Johnson replied. It's not guns. It's not the weapons. At the end of the day, we have to protect the right of the citizens to protect themselves. And that's the Second Amendment. And that's why our party stands so strongly for that. And then he said, this is not the time to be talking about legislation. We're in the middle of that crisis right now. So, first, he strikes at the very heart of the other side's argument, which is, it's the guns that cause the problem. And our argument is, no, you're wrong. It's not the guns that cause the problem. It's human nature. And we have structured ourselves so as to constrain human nature because people in government are still humans and they have to be restricted from damaging us just as much as anyone else in the population. And one of those restrictions is the Second Amendment.
Let me get you to hold on. Hold on right there. Yeah, I caught you right there in mid-sentence. We're going to get back to this in a minute. Talking about the new Speaker of the House, no less than Dean Weingarten is looking at him now, and here's his opinion on him so far. He's he's definitely a work in progress. You can find this article at amaland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll
No such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
When it comes to online gun shops, Primary Arms is one of America's largest retailers of new firearms, parts, accessories, and gear. They stock over 600 popular brands, all with everyday low prices and fast shipping. If you ever have any questions about a product, their team of product experts will help you make the right purchase. So, don't settle for less. Visit PrimaryArms.com today and see why so many gun owners make it their first destination for all of their firearm needs.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. We are speaking with Dean Weingarten, talking about the new Speaker of the House. And I had to slow you down, so go ahead, please.
All right. So we're talking about the new Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, which is in a very, very powerful position. You could argue that it's only slightly less powerful than the President of the United States. Because once a Speaker of the House becomes entrenched, that is, it takes a little while for a new Speaker to appoint people to committees, to get the establishment of the Republican Party, in this case because he's a Republican, thoroughly under his control within the House by having people with his ideals and his and loyalty to him in charge of key positions. So I don't think Mike Johnson is quite there yet, but I think he's well on the way towards accomplishing that. And it appears he may be smart enough and talented enough to do it. And we were talking about how we had this mass murder in Maine. And just after a mass murder is committed with a firearm, that's when politicians are most vulnerable to being manipulated by pressure from the old dominant media. And at this point, the old dominant media and the Democratic administration are all parts of the same unit. They all subscribe to the same leftist ideology. And they immediately push the false narrative that the cause of mass murder in the United States is the Second Amendment and firearms ownership in the United States. But House Speaker Johnson did not accept the false assumption. He gently corrected them. He said, at the end of the day, the problem is the human heart. It's not the guns. It's not the weapons. Now, the Biden administration immediately struck back with a false representation of what Speaker Johnson said. And this is a quote from Politico. In a statement, White House spokesman Andrew Bates said the administration absolutely rejected the offensive accusation that gun crime is uniquely high in the United States because of Americans' hearts. The problem with that is that's not what Speaker Johnson said. There's at least three lies in that sentence. Lie number one, Speaker Johnson did not talk about gun crime. In fact, he said it was not about weapons. Lie number two, gun crime is uniquely high in the United States. No, it isn't. There's many countries in the world have far higher rates of crime committed with firearms than the United States. Brazil stands out as an example, as a homicide rate with guns over four times as high as the United States. But Brazil only has about 1/16 as many firearms per capita per person as the United States. Lie number three, Speaker Johnson did not single out Americans' hearts. He spoke of the human heart. And this is a basic philosophical difference between the left and conservatives. Conservatives believe there is a basic human nature. Leftists, generally since Marx, do not. They think humans can be molded into any shape or nature they want if they are just given enough power. So when you see the Biden administration as silly and, you know, idiotic as it sometimes appears to be, directly falsifying statements by the new Speaker of the House, you know he's pretty much over the target, you know, the old thought about flak and target and all that. So we didn't have that with previous speakers. When Speaker Paul Ryan was confronted by the mass murder in Las Vegas on October 1, 2017, he made some comments on October 7th, so less than a week later. And he said, in the wake of the Las Vegas mass shooting, U.S. House Speaker, well, I'm quoting the whole thing, says he's open to a vote in Congress on what's known as a bump stock. And he said, I didn't even know what they were until this weekend. I'm an avid sportsman. He added, fully automatic weapons have been banned for a long time. Apparently, this allows you to take a semi-automatic, turn it into a fully automatic. So clearly, that's something we need to look into.
Hmm.
Never mentioned the Second Amendment, did he? Never mentioned, you know, the right to keep and bear arms. You know, immediately started talking about hunting and sportsmen. You know, this is a weak response. And not only that, 2 days after mass murder in Las Vegas, he delayed the Hearing Protection Act, which looked as though it had had an excellent chance of passage. He had actually delayed it previously when the congressional Republicans were killed on that practice base, or not killed, were attacked on that practice baseball field, and Representative Scalise was almost killed. You know, he spent a lot of time in the hospital. So, I have a hope. Now, we don't want to live on hopium, but there seems to be reason for this hope that if something similar happens, that Speaker Johnson would not act the same way. In my opinion, Paul Ryan wanted to delay the Hearing Protection Act because he didn't want to pass it. And the attack on the congressional Republicans and then later the mass murder in Las Vegas were merely excuses for him to delay and eventually kill the Hearing Protection Act. And we saw that as during the Trump administration, because Paul Ryan, behind the scenes, now this is my opinion, there's evidence, but I'm not going to put it all here, that Paul Ryan, behind the scenes, did everything he could to stop the Trump administration from being successful and reforming the country and moving it back toward a constitutional republic. So, looking at what the new House Speaker has done, at his reputation, some of his history, and while this is not absolute, he is hated by a lot of the right people.
Let me get you hold right there. We're coming up on the next break. We can finish this up when we get back and finish your thought on that, because the new Speaker is going to be, I hope he's the Speaker going forward for quite some time. We'll have to see what the next election holds. This article is, what is it called? It is called Speaker Johnson Passes First Difficult Test on Second Amendment. AmoLand.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Garand Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIC. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Terran is the one who trained the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins, spanning across decades, is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at TerranTactical.com.
USA News Update. On Christmas Day, millions of children nationwide are unwrapping presents from Santa Claus. The tale of Santa dates back to the 3rd century when St. Nicholas, who eventually became the patron saint of children, walked the earth. Christmas holds immense significance in Western Christianity as it marks the celebration of the birth of Jesus. On Christmas Eve, Pope Francis offered a prayer for peace to the thousands gathered in St. Peter's Square.
Siamo vicini ai nostri fratelli e sorelle che soffrono per la guerra. Pensiamo alla Palestina, Israele.
He specifically mentioned praying for our brothers and sisters affected by the Israel-Hamas conflict and the war in Ukraine. Southern California whale watchers have experienced an extraordinary year as a pod of eastern tropical Pacific orcas made an appearance 2 weeks ago and have shown no inclination to depart. According to experts, the mammals discovered a new hunting ground for dolphins. John Schaefer, USA News.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. Talking to Gene Weingarten about the new Speaker of the House, Speaker Mike Johnson, and making a few comparisons here, there, and everywhere. And I had to slow you down again. Pick it back up, if you would, please, sir.
Yeah, well, I think that we can finish up here.
Yeah.
And that is that we don't know how good Speaker Johnson will be. So far, he's doing the right things and saying the right things. And I think his tactic here of separating Israeli aid from other aid packages and basically saying, yeah, we'll approve this, but you have to take the money from that 70,000 new IRS agents that we oppose in the budget of the IRS, and you can use that. I think that's a brilliant tactic. The House, probably the most important power that the House of Representatives has, is the power of the purse. And that purse, the power of the purse, was essentially negated by Barack Obama during his first term and then cemented in his second term because there was a crisis. And as usual, the leftists used the crisis do things they otherwise could never do.
Right.
And what they did was create this mechanism of a continuing resolution. And it destroyed all the power of the House committees and the House generally, and therefore it turned funding over to a tiny number, probably three or four, power brokers in the House and Senate and in the White House. And now, the House, by doing these, and the Senate too, by doing these continuing resolutions and approving them, but mostly the House, because the House has the power of the purse, no longer has power over the deep state bureaucracies. They don't have power over the CIA, they don't have power over the FBI, they don't have power over the Department of Education or Department of Energy or the EPA, and they don't have power over these things. Because they can't cut their budgets easily because everything is tied up in these continuing resolutions, which almost entirely just say, we continue funding, plus some. Back when we had an actual budget process, the committees in the House that covered various topics would look at them, and if the bureaucracy did something they didn't like, they could say, hey, chairman, or whoever's in charge of that bureaucracy, come on over here and talk to us. We want to find out what's going on about this. And they could threaten him with cutting his budgets like they did with the Center for Disease Control when it started putting out anti-Second Amendment propaganda. They cut their budget, and they behaved for a long time after that. But now, with continuing resolutions, they don't have that power anymore. And what Speaker Johnson is doing, and I think he will accomplish it, he's trying to get back to regular budgetary process so that the House, once again, will have at least the power of the purse over these bureaucratic entities. And that's a very powerful thing, and it really needs to be done. And that was one of the big things the Great Eight, as Mark Levine calls them, in the House, were attempting to do. Stop this insane practice of continuing resolutions, which undercuts the entire constitutional project, and get back to budgetary, regular budgetary processes. And I think, I hope, and I have it so far, we have good evidence to believe that Speaker Mike Johnson is the person to accomplish it.
We're going to see.
Yeah, we will see. And, you know, he's in tremendous pressures on him. That's why I said he's passed his first test.
Yeah, I get
pressures on him are enormous.
But, I mean, how does this kind of pressure manifest itself?
Well, you have all of the media, the old media anyway, telling you you're a dunce, you're an idiot. Something has to be done. Do it now. Do it now. Do it right away. Everybody understands that the Second Amendment and guns in this country are causing all these mass murders. Why do you have blood of children on your hands? You know, and they push. And back when the old dominant media had a essential monopoly on the flow of information in the nation, that was super powerful because they basically controlled whether people got elected or primaried or not. They didn't have absolute control, but they had very strong control. Now, people like you, like Dan Bongino, we can list the late, great Rush Limbaugh among them, and on the internet, places like AMLand or Free Republic, other places where conservatives, and now Twitter even has conservative voices on it. Well, let's say X, formerly Twitter. And there's enough alternative media that a Speaker of the House, who is a conservative and a constitutionalist, can get his message out and not be constantly seen in the media that he is a buffoon and a charlatan and should be replaced immediately because he's not doing what we tell him to, essentially.
Right.
So that's where I think we have a difference and a chance to save the republic, which is in great danger at the moment. All this presumes that we manage to save the country in a period when a compromised Biden administration appears to be pushing us harder and harder toward war with everybody all the time, all over the world.
Yeah, that's the thing about the Biden administration. The resident, he's out there and he's constantly doing that, it seems like.
Well, it seems like he wants to piss off. Oh, excuse me.
Don't worry about that. Go.
Yeah, all the people who have been our allies and all the people who are enemies, he's constantly placating. There's one exception, I'd say, Russia. But on the other hand, who benefits most from the war with Ukraine? I would postulate it's China. And I think China has paid the Biden family far more money than Russia ever did.
Well, China's just waiting. China is waiting and watching. They're trying to see. I think with their, and I've been talking with the guy from APOC Times. He's a specialist in that named Nan Su. And his position is they are waiting to see if we get sucked into the Middle East. Then if we get sucked into the Middle East, they go and try to annex Taiwan.
Yeah, that's the way I pretty much see it, too. I think they've been, first off, I expect they considered a different thing happening than what has happened with Ukraine.
Right.
And they probably thought Russia was just going to waltz in and take over. When that didn't happen, that gave them pause right there. Well, hold on. Russia's right there. They got plenty of military. What the heck happened? So, there we are. And yes, we are in very dangerous times, and it's just the way the world is right now. Fortunately, we have the Constitution as a blueprint on how to get back to sanity. Remove a lot of the power from the federal government. Allow the states to do their jobs and enforce the Constitution.
Well, that would be nice. That would be nice if they do that. But we're coming up on the last break. So this article about Speaker Mike Johnson, this is at amelan.com, along with 2,300 plus other ones that Dean has written. And it's a waiting, this archive of things historically, if you look at all the things that are in it, still just as pertinent today as it was on the day it was written. And you must be getting close to 2,400 now, right?
About halfway there.
Yeah, so. So it'll be 2,400 articles. And it'll be 2,500. And it's already close. It's you know, he is the biggest writer on the biggest website of its kind in on the planet. This, according to publisher Freddie Wheel. This is not me saying it's not Dean. This is Freddie. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com.
Extend your life with.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Time on the firing line. This is Lock and Load, and talking with Dean Weingarten from, well, from AmmoLand.com, and let's talk about the subjective judgments are not permissible basis for denying Second Amendment rights. This is one of these things where a judge tries to get out there and become the all master being. Tell me about this. Tell me where this comes from. What is this?
Well, this is from a New York case. And what happened is that most of listeners probably know that the Supreme Court issued an opinion in June 22nd of 2022 called the Bruin opinion, where they held that you could not use, or rather there couldn't be subjective decisions on whether or not a person could obtain a permit to carry a handgun in the state of New York. This had been contested for a long time, and there had been a previous, I think it's New York State Rifle and Pistol Association case against New York, in which they held people could not be restrained from exercising their Second Amendment right just at the whim of some bureaucrat or law enforcement officer that said, well, I don't think you should be able to do this. Well, we had the Bruin decision, and it said, no, you can't do that. It has to be objective criteria, and let these people have permits. So they did get permits. But the person in this case had applied for a rifle, and, well, he applied for a permit to be able to possess a rifles or shotguns in his home. I think it was in 2018. And that was denied him because they said, well, you're not a suitable person. So then in 2019, he applied for a permit to keep handguns in his home. And they denied that for the same thing. Let's see, 20 years ago or so, he had a string of traffic citations, and there were license suspensions, and there were a couple of arrests, which were then expunged. And it was a while back. Well, while this was in process, the court issued the Bruin decision and said, you can't use subjective criteria. You have to use objective criteria. You can't just have total discretion. You can't give discretion, not total discretion, to a official to decide whether somebody can have a permit or not. So he amended his court documents to reflect the new reality of the Bruin decision and said, well, previously he'd said that this should not apply to me, basically because I've been a good guy and you should be able to give me a permit. But now he changed it and said he's not going for what's called an as-applied challenge, which would mean it basically as it applies to him, but rather a facial challenge, which is a direct challenge to the constitutionality of the statutes. And this went before this judge in New York City, because this is a New York City statutes that they're talking about, or ordinances or regulations. And the regulations said that a permit can be denied to you if you're not of, quote, good moral character or for adequate reason. Well, both of those are subjective. Good moral character might mean quite a different thing to you or me or some other person. And what we might think as a minor offense, other people might think as a major offense. So the court said, and there were some challenges that he had in the law about the law that existed back when he first made the challenge, and then there were changes in the law. So the only two challenges that the judge upheld for current law were the two I just mentioned, the good moral character and then the good cause provisions. And the judge basically went with the Bruin decision and said, look, the court ruled you can't just arbitrarily decide. These are very vague provisions. The law has to be clear and objective so anybody can understand what is legal and what is not. So in a preliminary injunction, he struck down those provisions in the law. The judge was appointed by Donald Trump, by the way, and said, you can't do that. And then there was another contested provision, which was about sentencing and the punishments that could be meted out. And he said, well, that provision is not about whether you can bear arms or not. It's about punishment, so we're not going to consider that. And that's pretty much what he did. The state of New York is already appealing his decision to the Second Circuit Court of Appeals. New York is in the Second Circuit Court of Appeals, and they have historically been rather hostile to the Second Amendment. They've been almost, I would say maybe not quite, but almost as hostile to the Second Amendment as the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals in California. So we will see what will happen, because I think the judge wrote an excellent, well-reasoned, clear opinion explaining why you cannot use these subjective criteria in deciding whether a person is able to exercise the Second Amendment rights or not. And that's one of the big things that Bruin clearly went after. And the judge says there's no historical record at the time that the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, was ratified in 1791 that anybody in the colonies used this type of criteria to determine whether a person could own firearms or not. And there hasn't been anything later, and the ones that did happen later are too late to count. If they're after 1900, they're too late.
Right.
And that's where this decision is. But, of course, we don't know what the Second Circuit will do with the decision, because it's appealed to them. I expect a three-judge panel, and we'll see what they do.
Right. That'll be interesting to watch. Just simply because the Ninth Circuit is very slow. I mean, not right now, but, I mean, Trump basically reconstituted it, didn't he?
He was able to appoint almost a third of judges on the Ninth Circuit.
Yep.
That's a big difference. And we have the case where, I think it was on the magazine ban, that it went to an en banc panel, and now we know it was illegitimately, it should never have gone to an en banc panel. They violated their own rules to do it there on the Ninth Circuit. And then that en banc panel, when it came back after going all the way up to the Supreme Court saying, no, you did it wrong. You didn't use the right criteria. The Second Amendment needs to be interpreted this way. Send it back and do it again. And now, after they got, first they sent the decision all the way back to Judge Benitez, which wasn't necessary. And then it came back and it was going to go to a three-judge panel. But instead, the en banc panel said, no, we're going to snatch it up right away, the same illegitimate en banc panel, I should say. And by doing that, they prevented any of the new judges that Trump appointed from having a say, because it was the same en banc panel that heard it before.
Right.
And they said, well, we have it. It's ours. We're not going to let anybody else look at it. So they were the Ninth Circuit has been illegitimately, tremendously hostile
right.
to the Second Amendment.
And we're going to have to leave that right there because we've run out of time. This article is at amaland.com. Go check it out. Go read it. You got the opening to it, so you know that it's going to be it's one of Dean's, so it's going to be a good one to go. As usual, I'd like to thank you for taking the time to join me, sir.
It is always a pleasure.
Yes, sir. Back again on Monday. Between now and then, remember this, it has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be, about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.